Moana is sinking, Supergirl has drowned, and now all of Hollywood is frowning at a summer blockbuster that is absolutely disastrous. It's almost unbelievable. Today we'll dive into the latest numbers and tell you why they're all begging Spider-Man, not the Odyssey, please come save us. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a glorious day, unless you are working in Tinseltown, in which case, the sky is falling. But, well, never here, ladies and gentlemen. We're always happy. We're glad you're here. Click that like button, drop a comment down below, and let's go. What do we got, eh? Well, Deadline is talking about the disaster out of Hollywood on this Sunday. Woo, Disney. It's a bad one. Anthony D'Alessandro says Moana misfires with $43 million U.S. opening. Looks to horizon with A-plus cinema score. There is no horizon. I've been searching at the edge of the water, and I'm finding nothing. Nothing that would get me any hotter on the potentiality of Moana. It's done for. It's over. This goose has been cooked. The little rooster is going down. Hey. It's an issue. Okay, so what caused this? Well, we're going to go through it tomorrow. We're going to explain in higher detail, but Hollywood is grappling, trying to figure out, grasping at straws. How did this happen? They don't understand. There's no Rachel Zegler this time, but we'll explain it tomorrow. And yes, folks, with this $43 million opening, this is going to perform under Snow White. Now, I will prove it tomorrow. I know. You say pro, Snow White has $42.2 million for its domestic opening. $43 million for Moana means it's better. Nope, it's going to be lower. I promise, it's going to be lower, and I will explain this tomorrow. But just to give you an idea of how badly this is going, and by the way, missed the $100 million global opening for a franchise that was the biggest girl brand on the planet. For years, this was supposed to be an easy billion-dollar movie. The miss is just, every red light is flashing at Disney. And this comes on the heels of Mandalorian, where they thought Star Wars, it'll make at least $500 million. Even if it's weak, it'll make No. No, everything is going wrong for this company. And how do we know how bad this is? Dumbo. Dumbo that was the laughing stock of the company. Dumbo that caused Tim Burton to stop being a director, like go into semi-retirement, question everything about his career. Finally came back for Beetlejuice 2, but Dumbo, before we even adjust for inflation, is beating Moana. This is catastrophic. And you can see here, I love it. They say, what's mind-boggling is that Moana had no controversy, a la the former with its very vocal star, Rachel Zegler. And yet we told you this was going to happen. We told you that Moana was going to drop the way that it did. We just told you. Okay, so let's go to the numbers and let's see how is the entire box office looking, because this is not just a Disney disaster video. It could be, but it's not. This is all of Hollywood on fire. And not in a good way, okay? This is not like an Alicia Keys song. This is a bad on fire. Poor Palisades. I don't want to keep bringing that up. But anyway, moving on. What do we got? Moana opens to $43 million, and that's not good, right? Because this should be a film that opens to $100 to $120 million. Minions and Monsters goes down to $20 million. And don't pay attention to this weekly change, because it's comparing weekend to weekend. This movie didn't open on a weekend, very strangely, right? It opened on the Wednesday to coincide with the fourth celebrations. So this $20 million actually, and the 45% drop, it's not good. Even though it's just a 45% drop, this is actually pretty bad. Toy Story 5, this is a solid, and I'll explain why in just a minute. But this seems to be what's happening is, at least for Minions and Monsters and Toy Story 5, if there's any silver lining here, people not going to see Moana meant some people went to go see these instead. And so that's a positive. We're finding out with Young Washington that it's essentially just a holiday film, a 67% drop, despite how good it is, and it really is good. You've got the YouTubers out there still doing well with Obsession and Disclosure Day, Obsession and Backrooms. Spielberg with Disclosure Day is a complete and total failure. Still, 31 days, 1 month out there, and it has just barely scratched over $100 million. This is supposed to be a giant summer blockbuster for Steven Spielberg. Instead, it's a giant dumpster fire for Steven Spielberg and has people questioning whether or not he should continue his job. Supergirl drops all the way. This is unbelievable. In weekend number three, Supergirl is out of the top five. It's not only out of the top five, it is in number eight. Supergirl is in number eight with 115 million $1,000. To give you an idea of just how bad this is, boy, Hollywood, I am so sorry, but we predicted this. And by the way, Hollywood, but before we get into Supergirl, by the way, we loved the movies you put out earlier in the year. We told you we did. It was such a fun time. Viewership was doing just fine here. We don't have to be negative. We love giving positive reviews. Project Hail Mary was wonderful. The Michael biopic was great. Super Mario Brothers, woohoo, was a good film, right? Not a great film, but a good film. And you were making money, and we were praising the fact that you were making money and praising that it was back in the mainstream middle, the sensible center, where money is made. And this summer has been everything going back to what it was, and that includes you failing. So bring on Godzilla minus zero, please, as fast as you can, so we can get money back into the cinemas. Supergirl, says Movie Web by Caroline Priest. Supergirl delivers worst box office returns for DC in more than 20 years. I'll just tell you, folks, Moana's bad. We're going to explain why Moana's bad. But this Supergirl story here, the headline doesn't even portray how bad this is. This is not the worst DC film in 20 years. This is the worst DC film ever, as James Gunn's second endeavor to make a superhero film for the franchise. I'll show you. It says, a year ago, the DC Universe looked like the rare superhero project with everything going for it. No, it didn't. Superman relaunched the whole enterprise last summer to a, I'll insert this, disappointing $618 million and a wave of goodwill. No, it did not. Follow-up was supposed to carry that momentum forward. There was no momentum. Instead, Millie Alcock's Supergirl, the second film in James Gunn and Peter Safran's rebooted slate, opened in June to a soft $37.1 million. And drew a mixed critical response. Audiences can't stand it. Here you go. Now the numbers have hardened into something close to historic. As Forbes reports, Caroline Reed that is, Supergirl has crawled to $108 million globally while adding less than a million a day, which makes it the lowest grossing DC tentpole in 22 years since Halle Berry's Catwoman in 2004. And yet again, just like with Snow White, you say, pro, see, there is a lower film. No, there's not. I'll explain. There's a film that carries an 8% Rotten Tomatoes score and a reputation as one of the worst the genre has produced. Supergirl is worse. Here's why. Catwoman actually took it less in raw terms, roughly $82 million, so on paper it still sits below Supergirl. Adjust that 2004 haul for inflation, however, and it lands closer to $149 million, which means that in real money and butts in seats, which means cultural impact and influence, that it matters in the economy. Alcock's film is arguably the weakest DC theatrical release, full stop. Supergirl, ladies and gentlemen, is below Blue Beetle, it's below Shazam, and it's on par with Madam Web. In fact, I don't even know that Madam Web at this point is a bigger disaster than Supergirl. That's where we are. So how can it be? How can it be that we have this many Hollywood films roasting, closing with terrible losses, hundreds of millions of dollars in the negative for multiple studios? How can this be? Because they went back to the stuff you don't want. You don't want this stuff. Toy Story 5, by the way, I'll show you one last very interesting thing. Toy Story 5, if we take a look here, is the silver lining that does seem to be surviving. It's going to break a billion. But I'm going to posit to you that it would not have. This is how bad things are. Toy Story 5 would not break $1 billion if a single other film was challenging it. And I'll show you why. If we go, okay, so 879 is the current worldwide box office, and this was supposed to blaze past a billion. It was supposed to go to like 1.2, 1.3. That's not going to happen now. Right now, Toy Story 5 has 2.53 legs. If we go, let's see, where's our box office? Domestic. Okay, here's what we want. Let me show you what's going to happen here, okay? So what we want to see, we've said before that Toy Story 5, in order for it to break $1 billion worldwide, which was supposed to be a given, Toy Story 5 needs to make $450 million domestically. And the reason we know that is because we can run the math here and see 403, 475, we're at 879. If the domestic gets to 450, the international will surely get to 550, and that carries us to the billion. And that just maintains that ratio, right? Okay, so what we want to find out is, how long did it take for Toy Story to go from 350 to 400, where it is today? How long did it take to do that domestically? Because then we can figure out how long it probably will take to go from 400 to 450, which then gives us the billion. So to figure that out, we go down here to the models, and what do we see? Well, this crossed the 350 mark, 350 threshold, $350 million domestically, on the 4th of July. Now, since then, it has been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, still had not, 7. On the 7th day, it crossed the $400 million mark domestically. In fact, today, Sunday, it just did so. Okay, so 7 days, that's 1 week, right? Now, we know that movies tend to have something like a 50% drop, and this film is you know, at the end of its run now, too. I mean, really, we're out there now for quite a while. So, all right, and it's going to face more competition. Not really The Odyssey, but Spider-Man is going to come in and take a lot of the screens. So, how long will it take? Well, we probably think it's going to take now at least double that time. So 2 weeks and probably 3 weeks, because 50% for the second week, and then you got to start cutting even more, right? But I think Toy Story is going to barely, I mean, with just the last gasp, get across that billion-dollar mark, but it's going to take it another 2 weekends to do so. Probably. And what that means is, if Minions had been stronger, Toy Story 5 probably does not break the billion-dollar mark. If Supergirl had been stronger, or if Supergirl had been able to reach out to a younger audience, Toy Story 5 probably does not break the billion-dollar mark. There are so many examples of failure. I mean, Star Wars is sitting out there making... Mando is making $250,000 a week now. I mean, it's done. Where does Mando and Grogu end? 340. 340 is where Star Wars and Mando and Grogu... That's it. It's done. 340. That one probably needed $600 million to break even. Michael is a win. Michael's out there still doing stuff, right? If you take a look at Michael, it broke the billion-dollar mark. Way to go, Michael. Project Hail Mary is a win. It's not even out in theaters anymore. I don't see it, no. But the summer films, this has been awful. Awful for Hollywood. And here's what you need to understand. As a result of this summer, there is now a decision for Hollywood to make. Do they want to go forward with these kinds of disasters? Are they willing to lose? Are they willing to fail to achieve the kind of ROI that they have to have in order to justify making these kinds of movies anymore? Cinemas have to recalculate as well. There is one final hope, and it's not The Odyssey. The final hope for the summer is that Spider-Man will come swinging in and save this thing all the way through Labor Day. And what I need to know from you is, will it do so? You tell me in the comments down below, will Spider-Man? Now, that's not going to save all these studios, and Disney gets 25% of the profit of Spider-Man, but they also have to put some of the money in on marketing, okay? So it's not going to be, this won't be the salvation for Disney. It might help Sony a lot, but this has been a very, very rough time, and Hollywood now must decide. This is it. They have to decide. Which way do they want to go? Do they want to give you the types of movies you want to see? Or do they want to run a sequel assembly line? I'm telling you, they're sweating bullets right now about even the Stitch movie and Tangled, the live-action remake. They're sweating bullets. Avengers, Doomsday, they're sweating bullets. They're scared out of their minds right now. Because not only is AI coming, the market is gone. And if they can't make movies like Godzilla Minus One and maybe Zero, if they can't make movies like Project Hail Mary, if they can't make movies like Michael, if they can't make movies that appeal to the mainstream middle, the sensible center, this industry's over. This summer has set it. And The Odyssey might be the final nail in the coffin. Real life fake wizard just might be right. Folks, that's the video for this Sunday. Hope you have a great one. Stay good out there. Make the world a better place. Each day is a blessing. It's a joy. Soak up the sun. Have a good time. Spend time with the ones you love. And take care of those who are in need. Until the next time, folks, keep learning. Keep growing. And yes, indeed, keep having fun.
All right. Here we go.
That science experiment was awesome. 23 gerbils to clog a toilet. Who'd have thunk? I poured 4 liters of bacon grease down the drain, and it smells great now. Me and Irate make grumpy broccoli an emoji on the floor from under a rock YouTube channel now. What are you doing?
I'm playing Zax, the new game from Prelude Studios. It's an open beta.
Not manly enough, huh?
No, it's just in its infancy, and they want to let the world experience its greatness. Different modes and different music actually plays in the background. None of that annoying trash you hear on most games of this style. It's a unique spin, and it's fun. And what's also great is you can play on any web browser, making it accessible wherever you have a screen.
But the annoying music is the best part of the games. This game probably sucks. Jonas probably helped make it, didn't he?
No. What? Sorry, what? I wasn't paying attention.